Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Did that for you, Andrew. Welcome to Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney here, Andrew Salchunas, Tyler Zuli producing. Welcome to another installment of Beers with Bob, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win, Andrew. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
In the memory of my parents, as I told you last week, they would clink glasses every night, their martini glasses, around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and whatever day it was, they would look at each other, give each other a kiss, and say happy whatever day it was. So happy Tuesday to you. Not giving you a kiss. Happy Tuesday to you, and happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Hopefully you're kicking back, feet up, raising your favorite glass, spend an hour with me and Andrew talking some sports betting, sports all around, whatever you want to talk about. But, Andrew, we got to get started quickly here because this game's about to roll.
Yeah, we got some Major League Baseball playoffs.
6 o'clock.
Which have been fantastic.
Yes.
Each week, we come in here, this is our third show now doing this, and each week it just keeps getting better and better with these games.
You know, it's so cool to when you watch playoffs and they build up and build up and build up and it gets better, better, and better.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, last night the Braves Dodgers was 1-1 into the ninth.
Yeah,
and then the Braves
score
four runs.
Yeah, that was the whole. You know, a lot of people watch baseball, and especially if you look at the other series, how there hasn't been any scoring at all, Houston and Tampa Bay. But it's great baseball, and you're
awesome.
One of those. You're like that baseball.
I'll take a 2-1 game. I'll take a 2-1 game every day.
You know what? Regular season, it'll not that it'll lose me, but I'll you know it'll take everything in me if it's not the Phillies.
I got you.
To stay tuned in. When it's the playoffs, I like a 2-1 game better almost.
Oh yeah, it's you're on the edge of your seat the entire time.
Yeah. So we have Atlanta and LA up now. Of course, Atlanta's up 1-0 after the win that you talked about last night. This game's getting started 6:05. If you're having trouble finding it, it's on FS1.
Yes, we have trouble finding it.
So you can put it on, turn the sound down, listen to us. We're going to give you some of our favorite bets. But before we do that, how's your week going, Andrew? Everything good?
It's Tuesday. I've made it here so far.
Okay.
Things are good.
You and I did not do so well this weekend.
No.
You wound up doing well. You threw in a...
I got lucky with the last second. Again, FanDuel Sportsbook has great odds boosts that you can get. And I said, you know what? Let me throw one more thing down, and it was an odds boost for Dalvin Cook to score the first touchdown of the Vikings-Seahawks game, and what do you know, it hit.
And that was your last bet of the day, you said, with like your last couple bucks?
Yeah, I was like, you know what, let me throw this one in before I call it quits, and boom, that hit, and it gave me enough to do some same-game parlays that we'll talk about for tonight's football game, because we have Tuesday football.
We do have Tuesday football.
Oh, I love it.
You have to love that you have a Tuesday baseball playoff baseball game and a Tuesday night football game.
Yeah, I know Major League Baseball probably doesn't love it.
Tough. They're doing okay. Like, as you said, it's fun enough to watch that they should be doing okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Around
NBA
the country,
did it, though.
Buffalo, Tennessee. No, NBA did not.
NBA did terrible.
Yeah,
under 8 million viewers.
Yeah, that was
game six. But that's what you get for having a game six on Sunday.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, it was so out of the ordinary that I think the thought of having your own game Monday. I really think the players were pushing, like, no, we want this done ASAP.
Yeah, I'm sure you're
And
right.
For a chance to have it done, and even on a Sunday night. Like, can you imagine that? Those guys flew back to L.A., and there was, you know, pictures of them, the Lakers getting off the plane in L.A. They've been gone for
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 months.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys are thrilled to be home.
You know, as you know, and you've done some too, but I did a lot of traveling when I was covering the Sixers. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks being in a hotel room all the time, and that's it. You just want to get out, and to be stuck in there the way they were. Yeah, I know, they make the money they make and all that, but that's still hard. And I'm sure LeBron James' son isn't real happy that his dad's coming home to check things out, but that's the way things are. I told you what I did with the Eagles this weekend, so I upped the alternate line. So I had Pittsburgh giving 9.5 to the Eagles. Lost by 0.5 points.
Yeah, they finished at 1-9.
The other two I took. I also took Pittsburgh just with the normal line, so I won that. And then I took Carson Wentz, the over-under, on passing yards. And I think it was 241. I have it in my other notebook, whatever it was. But I wound up winning that. Okay, so I went 2 out of 3 there. I didn't do very well throughout the rest of the league. Did you put any action on the Eagles?
I was going to do the under. And then I said, you know what?
Good
I'm
move.
Not going to do it. Because at first I thought it was going to be rainy. It was going to be ugly weather. Then the weather changed. And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to touch it.
Good move.
Can't bet against the Birds. I did not think they were going to win on Sunday.
No, that's why I upped it to 9.5. I thought it I think part of me is, well, you can deal with a loss, especially a blowout loss, which I kind of thought it was going to more lean towards, and that's why I take Pittsburgh given the 9.5. But I wound up not winning, and whatever. But all right, so let's get into this Atlanta game because they're throwing the first pitches now. Atlanta's up. Braves are up 1-0. Over-under runs 8.5 tonight. Have any thought on that first off?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm stunned that the Dodgers only scored one run. But, I mean, let's face it. The Braves' pitching staff has been electric. Ian Anderson's on the mound today. He's been fantastic.
He's been unbelievably good.
Going into yesterday's game, I was watching it. Kike Hernandez hit a home run in the fourth inning, and that ended a 25-inning scoreless streak against Braves pitching.
Wow.
And that's starting pitching, that's bullpen. You know, it's one of the things where the reason why I picked the Braves to come out of the NL East, not just because of their offense and how great they were, their biggest downfall last season was the bullpen. So what did they address during the offseason? The bullpen.
Yeah.
They signed Will Smith. They brought Mark Melanson back after trading for him last year. They have some young guys coming up from their system, not just in the rotation, but also the bullpen. And here we are now, Braves are up 1-0 against a team that I'm sure a lot of people picked to come out of the National League to get to the World Series.
I think a lot of people picked them to win it all everywhere, yeah, you know, yeah, win the whole thing. I mean, LA's a great, great team, but they do. And we talked about this last week. They have that stigma, kind of like Minnesota has, where, yeah, maybe the players on the team don't know about the struggles they've had in the postseason, but it's there, and they get asked about it. And it just hovers like a black cloud, right? So you wonder, they lose a first game. If they go out and lose tonight, and then, like, what, you're looking at Clayton Kershaw? Game four? Oh, is he going to help you? He's not a playoff pitcher.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's strange what you're going to do. But I really, really like Atlanta tonight.
Okay.
I think they rake tonight. I think, again,
so
I think they're going to go. I think they go up 2-0. I think the choke thing is a little bit real. Here's the one thing, the first thing that I picked. I like Atlanta minus 2.5 runs at plus 310.
Wow, really? Minus 2.5?
So plus 310.
It's all right. Yeah. Okay. I don't hate the pick. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. You can do all kinds of things on FanDuel Sportsbook, including the first half of the game, so the first five innings. I love the Braves. Braves are the underdog, plus 128.
Wow.
And again, you're facing a pitcher who didn't get the call until earlier this afternoon when Clayton Kershaw, you know, got the scratch. So I kind of like the Braves bats to get hot early. And if they do get hot early, and again, you get to that Atlanta bullpen, the Atlanta bullpen's been fantastic this year. It's not like the Phillies bullpen when you get to the bullpen, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
Or you're, as the opposition, probably going to win. It's not a good spot for the Dodgers to go down early, even with Ian Anderson, and then to the bullpen. So I do like the Braves to win the first five innings, and then I could see them winning the game. 2.5, it's a big number, but hey.
Yeah, I hate it. I think they put up like a 6 or 7 spot tonight. They are a great hitting baseball team.
Yes.
And if you look what they did during this regular season, it was, you know, they ranked top 3-4 and pretty much everything, and you know, they have the rakers, they have the good hitters. I just like that. I think they're gonna, you know, it's funny, Tyler was talking about before the show that, and you said it just now also, about how many people really love the Dodgers, and I don't know what it is when the series started and then you watch last night what happened. I just think that chokehold around the neck is coming for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it, it's one of those things where, you know, we talk about the Twins. These Dodgers players have been there. A lot of these young guys, as young as they are, they've still been there for 3-4 years.
You look at their lineup, they've been there for, you know, they have some 4-5-6 year players that have been through all of this.
Every single year, they're the top team coming out of the NL, or, you know, NL West, or the top team that's going to come out of the National League to get to the World Series. And for what?
Yeah.
They've reached the World Series a couple times, but they always seem to come up small. Now, if you still like the Braves, do you like the Braves in the series?
I haven't looked at the series numbers, and I know you said you were going to look at that. What do you got on the series numbers?
Well, so they took down, which is very interesting.
Oh, did they really?
Before the show, they did have the NLCS totals, but I'm guessing they're adjusting them right now. So they just came off. But for the Braves to win the World Series, they're plus 240.
Wow.
The Dodgers to win the World Series are just plus 210, not much higher.
Wow.
It was... again, it's 6-10 right now, about 5:45 when I was looking at this. The Dodgers' numbers were better.
Yeah.
Like, it was like plus 150 to still win the World Series. Now they're plus 210, Braves plus 240. I wonder what they're trying to tell you here.
I don't know. Something's going on. Now, Ty, you said before the show that whoever comes out of the National League, you like for the series?
No. The opposite?
Tyrone.
I've been picking the Rays since
Tyrone. That's right.
Started.
Tyrone snuck his head in and said that. I'm sorry. I apologize. So who do you like?
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, that pitching's too good, and the bullpen's just
their bullpen
unhittable.
Is so much fun to watch.
Yes, it is.
I almost like it better when they get to their pen. And watch those guys go.
They throw funky windups, all kinds, and they're all just throwing 100 miles per hour.
Funky windups. This guy doesn't even. Oh my God, why is his name escaping me? The 6'10 dude.
Hey, he barely steps.
Doesn't step, and his arm doesn't really go behind his shoulder. It's like he throws out of his stomach.
Yeah.
And it's 97 up high where nobody can get it, at least.
And the Phillies aren't.
And probably. No, the Phillies aren't, you know, but they're looking. All right, here's my other one for tonight only, and I want you to give me a long term bet on this Atlanta LA if you can. Tonight only. Here it is. Ready? Plus 360. You know who's going to go yard for the Dodgers? Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, it probably needs to happen at some point.
All right. That's what I got. So that's my big, something to win big. I don't put a lot down, but something to win big.
Oh, yeah, you plus get that 360. Kind of numbers. I'm going to see. Let's see. Cody Bellinger. Let's see if he's faced Ian Anderson before. Because I want to see.
See what their head-to-head is. Now, Ian Anderson, is he had a 1.95 ERA in the regular season, hasn't given up a run in 11 2/3 in the postseason.
The dude's on fire. The dude's been incredible.
So if Cody's going to get me one, he might have to do it against the bullpen. It might be a late.
Now, he's never faced Ian Anderson.
See, there you go.
Because Ian Anderson's a rookie this season. Yes. And remember, this year they didn't play teams on the East Coast. Because of the way, you know, they set things up with the schedule because of COVID. So Bellinger's going to be seeing Ian Anderson for the first time. But that also means they don't have the same scouting report.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I'd like to play.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at this game and you got Anderson, a rookie, and Gonsolin, who's a second-year guy.
Yeah.
That used to never happen in the playoffs.
No, especially early in the series. You want to go with the veteran guys, unless they're absolute studs.
Yeah, and a lot of it probably has to go to do with COVID, whatever it may be. But there just seems like almost every other night you're seeing a 20-year-old out there starting, or a second-year guy, a first-year guy. So, all right, what you got a long-term something on Atlanta, L.A.?
They took off the series, but I saw earlier if you could get the Dodgers or the Braves in 7 games at plus 550. That's what they took it down, so they have some things changing. But before the game, so keep an eye out on that. They're going to update it, I'm sure. But it was plus 550 for the Braves to win in 7. Do you think this series goes deep, or do you think it's one of those that ends in 5 or 6?
You can't,
the Braves bullpen is better. Let's just face it, because yesterday the Dodgers went to Dustin May out of the bullpen. Clearly, Dave Roberts feels a certain type of way about some of his guys. Yeah. I was watching the game yesterday. They were talking about Kenley Jensen. He's had an up and down season all year long. You know, not just statistically, but his velocity's down. Sometimes, remember back in the day, he was a guy that was throwing mid-90s, and now he's. One day he's throwing mid-90s, another day he's throwing low 90s, and it's going up and down. It's fluctuating all season long. So you look at the Braves, Brian Snitker can depend on his bullpen.
Yeah.
He can go, you know what, Ian, give me 6 innings today.
Yeah, and listen to that. 6 innings is what you're begging for anymore. You know, bullpen is everything. You're hitting it right on the head. And, you know, you look at a Clayton Kershaw, if you say, like, oh, he's got to give me an outing. Well, what's an outing anymore in MLB? It's kind of just like, you said, you're not looking for that 7, 8, 9 inning thing. You're just looking for, all right, give me 6 or 7 at the most. And so a guy like Kershaw is kind of like, even though he's struggling in the playoffs, he's still your ace. He's a guy that you don't really have to look to for 8 or 9. It's just, all right, you give me 7, that's a perfect outing, and then we'll let the bullpens play the game. So
I still think it's interesting that Kershaw got scratched.
Yeah,
I know he's been dealing with back issues all season long.
And that's tough.
But
that's,
to go down 1-0 in the series, I was saying before
the
show.
And he's not there with the struggles he's had.
If they won yesterday, I could Kershaw's pitching today.
Wow, you're questioning his toughness, his mental toughness.
No, I think it was a Dodgers decision. And that could just be conspiracy theorists, but listen, I'm trying to pull up his postseason stats. He's nearly 4-5 in his career in the postseason. That's not good.
The Dodgers can't say no. They can't say so if they would have won yesterday, you think they would have gone with him with the thinking that, well, he sucks, we can get down 1-1?
No,
even at 1-1?
I almost kind of think they go, hey, are you not 100%? All right, well, we don't want to be.
Are you sure you're
We don't 100%? Want you to go down 2-0. We don't want to go down 2-0. Now, they're not going to say, hey, you suck in your postseason career.
Well, I also don't think they're going to say, we don't want to go down 2-0 to him.
No, but they won't say that, but I think that's part of the thing. I mean, dude, his ERA was over 7 in the postseason last
year. I don't understand.
Over 4 the year before that.
If they go down 2-0 and they still have Kershaw, that would at the most have to get you 2 starts. It's hard to believe that the series would go 7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I agree with you. So keep an eye on that. I wonder if they do it after games. I wonder once the game starts, they take him off the book. So keep an eye after the game to see if they put the NLCS back up, because they still have the ALCS series numbers up there.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because the game's in action. So check out your FanDuel Sportsbook app after the game today. Braves go up 2-0. You think they still win in 5 or in 6?
If Braves go up 2-0, I'll take under 6.
Okay, so you're going to go
4 or 5.
I don't see a sweep. I think
probably
the Dodgers are too good to get swept.
They are, but what's the overriding factor? They're too good to get swept, or they've been here before and they know what it's like to lose? Like losing is so mental. You know this from playing sports. Somehow, some way, teams get, and the Dodgers are getting runners on base already. Here we go. But teams get in their head, and it happens in all levels of sports. I don't care if you're more talented than this team. A is better than B. For some reason, B always beats A. And it's just a mental thing. And you wonder how deep it is into the heads of Dodgers players, Dodgers management, that, oh no, we're down 1-0.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens every single year with this squad.
Yeah, no, it very well could be. There's no question about it. But if you haven't been on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, if you're not a big bettor, maybe you haven't bet before, get on there. It's so much fun. We talked about parlays all week. We talked about it last week.
Yep.
We've been doing it on our reads this week about how much fun parlays are. You bet two bets. You put two bets into one. You can double your, even, well, not double, but better your money. There's just so many fun things to do on there. And don't be intimidated by it. You get on it. It's pretty self-explanatory. And you just get there and you see what you like. And you can, we have all kinds of specials going all the time on FanDuel Sportsbook. So take a look at that. All right, real quick, because we're not going to dive deep into this until later, but you and I were in here doing some stuff, and we heard Sal Powell on the Mike Missanelli show.
Yeah.
He likes the Eagles to beat the Ravens this weekend.
Yeah. I never bet against my squad, but that doesn't mean I always bet on my squad.
Right.
You catching my drift?
Early line has him getting 7.5 from the Ravens.
Yeah, this is not a game where I touch, because I don't bet against my squad.
Yeah, I don't.
If you're catching my drift and you do bet against your squad, bet the Ravens.
Yeah. I don't. Sorry, Sal. I don't see it, but who are we to go against Sal Palantonio? Maybe he feels a little something here, you know. We'll see what happens. But that's 7.5 line to start with. That seems about right to me.
Yeah, I think I don't have
a problem with it. I mean, it's big, and considering the Eagles are home and you're getting 10, you know, that's a 10.5 line, but.
Yeah, but what is home?
You got the home crowd of 7,500 people. Come on, Andrew.
It's going to be raucous.
Yes.
It's going to be a raucous crowd. Listen, I am one of those believers where if the number is high, it's up there for a reason, right? And I look at it like this. The Eagles are 1-3-1 for a reason. The Ravens are undefeated for a reason. The Eagles are 7.5-point underdogs for a reason.
Yeah.
Even though they're at home. And I remember before the season started, Bob, I did this with Anthony. We looked at the preseason odds that they put out for every single game, and the Eagles were 1-point dogs going into this week.
Really?
Now it's 7.5.
Well, I mean, look at the defense for the Eagles. What has killed them all year? It's gadget. It's misdirection.
Yep.
It's
you're going to get that.
Unpredicted. And Lamar Jackson's not going to give you that on every play?
Yeah. No, you're going to get that.
You're going to get that. He's going to be going up against your linebackers all day long with his running, with whatever. I think this is a running game for him. I think the Ravens kind of look at this game and say, all right, this is a little bit of a test. Let's get things really going. I think they get Ingram more involved this weekend. I don't know if Lamar Jackson, they're just going to say, yeah, let's try to get your throwing going. I think they're going to say, let's do offense full tilt. Let's go. I think he's going to have a lot of rushes against this Eagles defense. And my God, if he gets through the interior line.
Oh, yeah. Once you get to that second level, and that's going to be one of my bets. Again, I don't bet against the Eagles, but I do make bets inside the game. And
yes.
I'm going to do one of those. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook, only place to do the same game parlay. You're going to talk about in your read coming up shortly. I will as well. The over in the game, I like. Early, it's 48 points.
All right.
And whatever Lamar Jackson's rushing total is. That's my same game parlay right there.
Fulgham over under 69.5. I just made that line up.
I know you did.
That's one of our favorite numbers on the morning show.
You know what? I'm just going to go under only because it's now... They probably grabbed the attention of the ball.
It's like a hitter going through the lineup. Now you have a book on him. Yeah. And, you know, you got to figure out.
I'm not going to say that he stinks.
Well, but, no. You know, they're not saying that at all.
They're going to pay more attention to him.
But they also, and the Eagles also may have Alshon Jeffrey and Deshaun Jackson back this weekend. Not to say, oh, here they are.
I hope
but
they
it's,
miss the
it's
bus.
Added guys. It's just added guys.
Bus.
Yeah. It's added guys you can throw in there. I said it this morning. I'm not looking for anything from either one of them.
No.
But if you can get 6-8 plays out of them and they're a decoy sometimes and catch a couple of passes, I'm all right with just getting more people on that wide receiver core. I mean, you know, that's okay. I'm not looking to take Fulgham out or anything like that, but.
I mean,
you know,
Deshaun Jackson might actually make contact with the ball on, like, Hightower.
Oh, my God.
In the back of the end zone. He just missed it.
He had his arms spread wider than his base.
Yeah.
I mean, the ball went through like a field goal.
That should have been a touchdown, man.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. What isn't bad is Beers with Bob. It's me, Bob Cooney, with Andrew Salchunas. We're presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. Stick with us until 7 o'clock. We've got another baseball game that we want to go through, the Tampa Bay-Houston. We're going to go through the NFL game tonight, Buffalo-Tennessee, and then we'll take maybe even a closer look at the Eagles if time permits. And right now, I got to tell you about my favorite football bet this season. I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. We all have. We talk about it all the time here in the studio. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay, and this way the payouts are bigger. What's cool too is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any football game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk free each week all season long. Listen to me and Andrew up until 7 o'clock tonight. We do this every Tuesday, Beers with Bob. We'll give you our picks, and if you like them, go ahead and bet them, and you'll get $10 back if we don't win. There's one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has the same game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Bob when you sign up. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. 21 and older and present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Give me that call. Devon Givens. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Cheers to all. Happy Tuesday. We continue Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney here with Andrew Salchunas. Every Tuesday, 6 to 7. Brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. And it's been a tough ride.
I call you Andy once in a while. Nobody else does that. I call you Andy once in a while.
Yeah, I've been called all kinds of stuff. Some nice, some not so nice.
Yeah, well, it's Andy I can say on the air.
Yeah.
Other things.
I hear Andy all the time, and I don't know. You guys just start saying it on the morning show.
They copied it. You and I, we started that a while ago.
Yeah,
it
was whatever.
So, tough time for Major League Baseball. So, yesterday we heard the news of Joe Morgan, former Philly. He came here late. You've never seen any of these guys play. But lately, Hall of Famers in the 2020, I believe these are all 2020. Joe Morgan, Whitey Ford, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Tom Seaver, Al Kaline.
Yeah.
A tough hoe for the, and of course, Kim Batiste last week, former Philly. He was on that 93 team. So if 2020 can get any worse, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Done with it.
This is it's not like we should be putting out stats like this, but I guess you can. Paul Hembekidis actually put out something like just to sort of explain how tough of a year it has been for Major League Baseball.
Right.
2020 is the second. I hate that we have a stat like this. Whatever. 2020 is the second year in which we lost 6 baseball Hall of Famers. 1972 is the other. Like people keep track of this.
That does suck.
But
72 might have been Clemente.
Yep, Roberto Clemente, Zach Wheat, Pie Trainer. Dave Bancroft,
okay,
Jackie Robinson,
right?
Oh, okay, and Gabby Hartnett.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roberto Clemente, I was a little kid, but amazingly got his 3,000th hit and then a few days later died in a plane crash. Got exactly his 3,000th hit. Yeah, so tough time for Major League Baseball. We don't want to be a downer here, but thoughts out to Major League Baseball for what they've gone through.
Tough year.
Yeah. This year sucks. It all started on my birthday, too. That's when Kobe died.
Wow.
That was my birthday.
That's one of those things I'll remember where I was at.
I'll tell you what. I'll remember the text I got. It was from my buddy. I thought, like most of us, when we saw the news, we thought it was a hoax.
Yep.
And then, it carried on the way it did. But Beers with Bob isn't about that. We're not going to get into the bad stuff of 2020, although they are numerous.
Now.
Yeah, so hopefully you're out there. Andy and I decided not to have beers on tonight's show because we're on a little bit of a health kick.
We never have beers during the show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we didn't. Tyler's not allowed to have beers during the show because
right.
he's on the board. You
you're
and
right.
I are allowed.
Legally,
but
we're allowed to.
But we're professionals, Andy.
And we never have.
Yeah, so we're not doing that. But getting back to Major League Baseball, and we'll have some fun with this here. You got Game 3 tonight, Tampa Bay-Houston. Tampa's up 2-0. Low-scoring series, Game 1, 2-1. Game 2, 4-2. Here's the most interesting thing, and I don't know how this is going to affect our betting because I looked all over and I couldn't find one. Jose Altuve all of a sudden can't throw a baseball.
Yeah. He's Chuck Knobloch.
And it's did you were you around when the Knobloch stuff happened?
No. I just know the story.
It was amazing. Chuck Knobloch, there was also a catcher for the Mets, Mackie Sasser, a catcher for the Mets, couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
He could throw the ball to second base if somebody tried to steal, but he couldn't throw the ball back to the catcher. I swear to God, Andrew, it was the weirdest thing to watch. He would catch every pitch, and it's a double, triple hitch. He'd have to stand up. He'd have to walk towards the mound. It was bad. Steve Sachs had it a little bit.
It was
a memorable name. You know, these guys get in their head that they can't throw it. Now, Altuve's going through it now, and he had a big error in the first inning, a throwing error in the first inning that led to a three-run home run. Blue Jays go up 3-0, boom, like that, and Houston could never recover.
I was around for Knobloch, by the way. Just
okay, little bit. Yeah, very little bit.
Just before people go, what do you mean? What are you 15 right now?
Yeah. So, well, you not long past that. Yeah. So Margot gets the 3-run homer after the Altuve error.
And made then a hell makes of a catch, too.
One of
oh
the best catches. Thank God he didn't break his leg because he was stuck. It was a long fall, but more than that, he was kind of stuck in between and his leg got stuck against the concrete. Thank God nothing bad happened there. But that was the big plan yesterday. So I wonder, do you bunt towards Altuve? Do you really try to go after something like that? Because it's serious. Now, you can't take away from your at-bat.
They don't bunt.
Yeah, that's true. And they can't control where the ball goes anymore because if they could, they would beat shifts all the time.
Exactly.
But it's something to keep an eye on and something that you really have to wonder. Do the numbers go up as far as Tampa Bay runs, knowing that one of their nine players can't throw the ball anymore?
Well, here's the thing. So right now, if you want to take the Rays at to score, win by two runs, plus 140.
Wow.
Plus 140 to win by two runs. So the odds really aren't in your favor at that point. But those numbers are usually like that. In baseball, before a game starts, it's usually plus 140, plus 150, plus 160.
Right.
Unless the team is a heavy, heavy favorite. And right now, the Rays are just minus 112. Strohs are minus 102.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. When looking at this game, it can't go status quo. You got Yarbrough and Urquidy going tonight. Two and pitchers to me.
Well, Yarbrough is going to be a stud. And I know Tyler's
right now
in the show feels the same way. He actually had a decent outing in last time out. He only gave up two runs. But he had an ERA plus four this year.
Right.
Now, here's the one thing. I am still stunned that the Astros are in the ALCS and they're quickly down 2-0 and they're again not hitting the ball.
Right.
Part of me wonders, did they just get hot the first two rounds in the playoffs? Did they just get hot against the Twins? Did they get hot in the second round of the playoffs against the A's? Because so far they're not putting the bat on the ball real well against the Rays. And how can you? I mean, look at the Rays, not only the starting pitching, but the bullpen.
Bullpen's phenomenal.
I could see a Rays sweep.
Wow.
I could see a Rays sweep.
Now, I look at tonight's game. I didn't even look at lines on who wins tonight. I think tonight's one of the... You know how you get one of those odd games in a series? If you have to go back and think of the Phillies, like when they were playing Toronto in 93, you get one of those 15 to 10 games. It seems like it happens once a series. For some reason, I think that's tonight. I think for some reason tonight, Tampa Bay-Houston, here's the numbers that I put down there that you might want to think about. total runs, both teams. Just, I'm not saying to lay heavy money on it, but it's something to look at. Over 9.5 plus 126. Over 10.5 plus 186.
Wow.
Over 11.5 plus 280. Those are some things you might want to take a look at. Maybe this is a kind of game, errors fly. It's the one hitting game that you get after two games of not hitting. You know, a lot of bullpen usage. Maybe there's some resting. Maybe guys go a little longer than they have to. I just think tonight, looking at the lines of over, starting at 9.5 to me, that's something that you might want to keep an eye on.
And 10.5 runs was plus 186?
Plus 186.
That's not crazy.
Plus 11.5 is 280. You know,
280 is a big number, but the plus 186 tells you, all right, it's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Like, and when then you start messing with that, plus 186, you go, maybe.
Right. And then, you know, and you put, maybe say you put a little money or some decent money on the over, then you can mess around and say, I'll just put a little bit on the plus 280 at 11.5.
Right.
You know, you look to make up or whatever that way. But I just look at this game tonight and everything I read about it, I thought, two pitchers that are, yeah, I just don't think right now they have it going right now. I think tonight might be one of those games in a series where it's like, oh, that's different.
And you know what, Bob? You could be right. Like, I still kind of hesitate.
I could be wrong, too.
I kind of hesitate, but in game one, the Astros scored only one run, but
right.
They had nine hits.
Yeah.
In game two, they only scored 10 runs or two runs, but they had 10 hits. So through two games, the Astros have 19 hits. They are putting the bat on the ball. They're just not driving in the runs, and it's not the same power. Altuve hit the home run.
Altuve hit the home run, yeah.
He started off the game with the home run, but then Azarena, who's just been an absolute stud for the Rays, hits a home run as well, and he's got another one later in the game. So it is a possibility. If they continue to hit the ball, and maybe it's just one of those games where all of a sudden something drops and all of a sudden the run starts scoring. So I don't think it's crazy. I still think the Rays win this game, and the only problem for the Astros is the bullpen is damn near unhittable.
Yeah.
So you can be in that spot where Yarbrough goes 4-5, and if he hasn't been perfect through 4-5, you then go to the bullpen.
And it's strange, as long as we've seen this Astros team in the playoffs recently, as many games as we've seen them play, the betting thought is, I don't know who this team is.
Yeah.
Because you don't. You don't know how much of it was real. Now, Altuve had a horrible regular season. He's hitting like 290 in the playoffs.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's right off.
Yeah, all of a sudden these guys, and you start to think, all right, what the hell's going on here? What have they got going on in a bubble that we don't know about? But you, so my mind goes to, well, they're good players. Numbers elevated over the last few years because of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, but they're good hitters. I don't know. I just that game tonight just reeks to me of an odd one, off the cuff score, a 9-6, a 7-5, something like that. I just have that feeling with this game when I looked at it tonight.
Yeah. So again, Rays 10 hits yesterday, but runners in scoring position 1-for-8.
Yeah.
You have one
they're
of those.
There.
You have one of those 3-for-8 games. A couple more runs score here and there. A couple solo shots. Yeah, it's a possibility, and the Rays can hit.
Right? Oh, yeah.
We're just talking about the Astros right now. Because to me, I think the Rays can score runs tonight. The reason why I still hesitate to bet that 8.5, 9.5 over is because I don't know if the Astros are driving the runs yet.
Yeah.
But if the Astros do hold their own scoring 3 or 4 runs, then I think that over's in play.
I think next week what we have to do is bet against each other also.
Probably.
And not it doesn't have to be money. It can be, you know, fun stuff. Like, you know, I 1 week
money's
I have to bring
fun.
You in a hoagie. Money's fun, but, you know, we don't have a lot of it.
You can bring me a beer for after
many,
the show.
I got too many kids to have a lot of money.
It's true. Of course.
Yeah. So you got to check it out. Beers with Bob, me and Andrew Salchunas. We're sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is gives you more ways to win. Check it out. Go onto the app. Go onto the FanDuel app. And you're going to find, if you just even want to dabble in betting, it's great to do. If you're not a degenerate like Andrew, that's fine too. Just get on FanDuel Sportsbook, check out the app. It'll walk you right through anything that you like to do. And the other thing we got going on tonight, Andrew, is the NFL game.
Yes.
Tuesday Night Football.
That's what I've been excited for. That's why I came into work today.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's a lie. You weren't that pumped for tonight's football.
I'm
watch baseball. Football will be your go back.
No, I'm kind of pumped for tonight's football.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why? Is there monetary reasons?
No. Well, I mean, I have some reasons.
Yes, we both do.
But I'm also going to be fascinated. What are the Titans like? They haven't played in a week plus, right? Like two weeks.
How bad is that going to look? Like, or how is it?
Are they completely refreshed? Like, is Derrick Henry, and one of my plays is Derrick Henry. Is Derrick Henry 2 weeks refreshed where he just goes off? Is there not enough tape for the Bills to play good defense? Or are these guys not going to be on the same page like Ryan Tannehill and his receivers where, you know, the Bills end up just winning?
Or is it like college football where these kids come out and just put points up crazy?
Maybe.
This past weekend was unbelievable as far as points in college football.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed
that
like
Red River Showdown.
Every game I watched, it seemed like it was in the 50s and 40s.
The Red River Showdown went three overtimes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a... Yeah, that the kid missed a field goal. I mean, that was a wild overtime. The kid Ellinger from Texas, I like a lot. It's a great story. I like him a lot.
53-45.
Yeah.
High scoring game in the history of that.
I mean, I switched around and saw the Notre Dame game. I was looking at Ole Miss Alabama. I mean, all these games were really high scoring. So when
it's
you get on FanDuel.
Continuing to the NFL, too.
When you get on FanDuel Sportsbook, it might be something you look at. See if these lines are coinciding with the over-under. Or I'm sorry, with the final scores are coinciding with the over-unders, because there's got to be some big, big numbers out there in college football. Even your Temple House had a little bit of a high score.
Yes, they did. They came out the gate slow.
Yeah.
Which is why I kind of think this season is kind of bogus. The Navy was playing their fourth game of the year. Temple's playing their first.
Yeah, it's weird in that way. You got the Florida coach comes out yesterday and says, oh, it was so great to have a game with people in the stands, and I want to fill it up to 90,000. And, you know, people are talking about it before we found out today that 19 of his players tested positive. Like, what are these adults thinking with throwing these kids out there and saying, yeah, let's get more kids? You know, it's an argument for another time, but, you know, 19 kids, if you're looking at, I don't know, Florida has, I think, LSU this weekend. I don't know if that's going to be played. I mean, you got 19 kids there.
Yeah, 19 players, yeah.
Yeah, so many games and so much stuff going on with COVID that you have to keep an eye on it. But the eye that you want to keep on tonight is Buffalo at Tennessee. Buffalo, -3 at Tennessee.
Was 3.5. It's gone down to 3.
Over under 52.5.
It's one of those things where you pay attention right before kickoff. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Is it one of those, does it jump all of a sudden back down to 2?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are the Sharks doing right before the game starts?
Yep. And that's another great thing about being on FanDuel. You're on there and you see the line change right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you're on there. Oh, wow. Oh, that, you know, some will pique your interest as you're on there looking at it before the game starts.
Now, I'll say this. I feel good about the Bills.
You like Buffalo tonight.
I'm taking the Bills tonight. I think every single week so far, the Bills have been sort of counted out. Like, I don't think people take the Bills as, like, this legit team. And I think they are. I mean,
Josh Allen's a lot better than people think.
Josh Allen, you guys have Dan Orlovsky on every week in the morning.
Yeah.
He has Josh Allen's the MVP so far.
Wow.
Now, I still think it's Russell Wilson.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think Russell Wilson's incredible. But Josh Allen, if you want to talk about, you know, a team that doesn't have as much publicity like the Seahawks, and look, they're undefeated, Josh Allen's been incredible.
He has. You know, I think what happens with a team like Buffalo, we've seen it through the years and we're seeing it this year. When you're a defense first team, people don't usually give you the respect that maybe you deserve.
But they also have a quarterback who's playing incredible.
He is unknown. You're up in Buffalo. Third year maybe for Allen, I want to say.
Right? Yeah, I think last year was when he really started starting.
Yeah. He's got legs. Eagles went against him either last year or the year before.
Yeah, he's that windy game, remember?
Yep, and he's got legs. He can run all over the place. He's a threat everywhere. You like Buffalo tonight. I like Tennessee getting the 3.5.
Okay.
Here's the parlay that I lead. I like Tennessee getting 3.5 to go with the under 53.5.
Okay.
So I got Tennessee winning sort of a lower scoring game. I got +240 on that.
Yeah, 53.5 is a big number because they are two teams.
Buffalo's
that run
a good defense. And
they
as
run
you
the
said,
ball well, yeah.
And Tennessee, exactly. And Tennessee hasn't been out there for a while. So you'd assume that offense is going to struggle a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen's passing yards total is at over 291.5. So they think he's going to throw the ball a little bit. But Ryan Tannehill's 241.5.
Yeah. So I got Tannehill with the under 241.5 for -110. Did you?
This was the
game that you and I, we started just throwing stuff
we were
out
kind
there.
Of,
we were like,
on the same page.
All right, we can't do the show before the show.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the beauty of FanDuel Sportsbook is the only place with the same game parlay, and that's what I'm doing tonight. I do like the Bills to cover the 3.5. I know it's down to 3, but I got them at 3.5 before the show started. So I got Bills 3.5, Tannehill under the 241.5, and I just got to believe that even though they were, doing practices illegally. I still think the timing's got to be off with Tannehill and his receivers. So I'm going to go under the 241.5. But that means he's going to have to run the ball with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
99.5 is a big number. But again, 2 weeks. 2 weeks of being refreshed. So I'm parlaying the three of those.
Oh, okay.
Same game parlay. Bills 3.5. Tannehill under 241.5. Derrick Henry over 99.5 rushing yards.
I have two Derrick Henry bets out there.
Okay.
I got Derrick Henry two or more TDs for plus 270. I think they're just going to run. He might break one. He definitely gets the ball at the goal line. So for plus 270, I took him for two or more TDs. And I took him for the first TD scored of the game for plus 450.
Now, did you make the bet yet for Derrick Henry?
No, I mean, I'll wait. These are the ones I'll do. But no, wait up until game time.
Make sure you check out the Super Boosts that FanDuel Sportsbook offers. You can get that Derrick Henry to score 2+ touchdowns. Plus 350 right now on FanDuel Sportsbook. You check out the Super Boost. They got all kinds of great boosts. Super Boost for plus 2 touchdowns up from 270 to plus 350. Max bet will be $50 for that Super Boost.
That is awesome. So that's the best thing about FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible odds.
Yeah. So, again, if you haven't checked it out, you got to do it. Beers with Bob. We're sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. Bob Cooney, Andrew Salchunas. We've given you the run as far as what tonight has in store. Two Major League Baseball games. You got an NFL game. We talked a little bit about the Eagles coming up. The line that came out so far is minus 7.5. Over-under is?
It's 48.
48. Okay.
I like the over.
Yeah, I think Carson Wentz is coming back a little bit.
I think so, too.
I think he found somebody that has boosted his confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he made throws on Sunday that he was a little hesitant to make. The one over the middle where he threw it over DB.
Ball.
Yeah, yep. Threw a 50-50 ball to a guy he trusted. Threw some outs. He threw up in the air for a guy to go and get. And you have a receiver. And look, is Travis Fulgham, you know, NFL MVP of the future? I'm not saying that at all. And he could go for no catches this week.
Right.
But at least he's a guy that looks like he goes after the ball when it's near him. And quite frankly,
it's what you've been missing with Carson.
Yeah.
Haven't had it.
No.
In his career. I mean, Greg Ward played, like showed with all his heart last year. But Greg Ward's a different kind of receiver.
Yeah.
Right? So you're right. Fulgham goes up for it.
Yeah. He seems tough. He's a bigger guy. 6'2", like 17. So that's something to keep an eye on. I agree with you. I think there's going to be some points scored this weekend.
I can see where the Ravens are in the 30s and the Birds are in the 20s. And that's over 50 now.
Yeah. And for those that haven't heard, there will be fans in the stadium on Sunday. I believe it's 7,500, Mayor Jim Kenney gave.
That's the max. I think they said between 6,000 and 7,500.
Okay. So that'll be happening on Sunday. I get to play in front of some people. Would you go to a game, Andrew Salchunas, this weekend had you a ticket?
No, I'm not. My wife's a nurse. You know, I got to be careful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want her getting sick and then giving it to patients.
Right. No. So, you and I are on the same page.
But I'm not against anyone who wants to go.
You make your decision, and hopefully you just go by the guidelines and respect others. That's all, you know, anyone's asking, really. I understand people that want to go and that are going to go, and I understand people that take our side.
So now, real quick before we go, and we can touch more on this next week because they will be up on FanDuel Sportsbook. They do have the NBA champions, the 2020 odds that are up already, 2021 odds. Your Philadelphia 76ers, not too high, plus 3,200.
Oh, your favorite has to be the Lakers.
Lakers
still?
Plus 360.
Okay.
Clippers plus 450. Bucks plus 600.
Plus 3,200.
No, I'm not taking it.
New coach, Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. Nets plus 1,000.
Might get the most out of the Nets are plus 1,000? Wow.
You got Durant, Kyrie.
I hear you, but wow.
We don't know if it's going to work
Steve
out.
You got Steve Nash as a head coach.
Yeah. Warriors plus 1,000. That's not bad.
Wow.
That's not bad to look at.
Oh, God, no.
Warriors.
If they're getting healthy and they have the number 2 overall pick.
Yep.
Yeah. And this is the fun time to look at those things on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Before they start dropping.
Before everything. You know, how many people have you heard through our lives that come out, oh, look what I did back in the day. 1993, I remember going out to Las Vegas. Phillies finished the year prior in last place, and a buddy of mine gave me $20 and said, bet the Phillies to win the National League.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I forgot.
No!
I got sick when I went out there and I never did it. I know.
Hey, Bob.
That's horrible.
But anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining us on another episode. Beers with Bob, me, Bob Cooney, with Andrew Salchunas. Tyler Zuli, thanks so much. We want you to stay tuned for Devon Givens coming up at 7 o'clock. Ed just dropped off. But Chuck, you're out there. Devon will grab you in a second. We want to say thank you to FanDuel Sportsbook, who presented us more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. I'll see you on the morning show tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Andrew will be with you with Anthony Gargano at 10 a.m. on the Midday Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Bob Cooney signing off with Andrew Salchunas, but I got one more thing I've got to tell you about, and it's my favorite football bet this season. Andrew and I have been telling you, I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's so much fun to bet. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay, and this way the payouts are bigger. What's cool too is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any football game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free each week all season long. I don't have to rehash it. Andrew and I just spent the last hour telling you what our picks are. And if you like them, we'll go ahead and bet them too. And you'll get $10 back if we don't win. There's one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has the same game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Bob when you sign up. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. 21 and older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.